Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World class rock.
All right. I remember a teacher saying, well, I certainly hope you had fun over the weekend because we're back to business as of Monday.
Teachers, no fun, police.
I know, right? Good morning, Mr. Chason. I don't even know if he's still teaching or not anymore. He was my chemistry teacher. We do have a busy show, as a matter of fact. We got a concert announcement coming up in just about an hour. Shortly after 7 o'clock, we'll have beat the box office for said concert announcement a little bit later on this morning. So, well, other than that, this is the usual Monday stuff, including the Stone Cold Lock of the Century.
Lou Reen, are you... Oh, the week.
Oh, there you go.
I was going to say, Reen, are you ready
No.
Well, I got caught up because it's a double edition today.
Yeah, we're getting a double dose because we got two Monday Night Football games tonight, so we'll get to that at 7:30. It's Wheeler in the Morning. Philly and Rena, we start right now. 92 City FM, world class rock, 612. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena on a Monday. Good morning.
Minus 10 is the high for today with sunshine and some light snow right now. We're at minus 16 and it's very icy.
Starting to get in that vibe where it's, you know, the holidays are coming and like you're in a good mood even though it's Monday kind of thing. You can smell it.
Really?
Well.
I think you're in the minority.
Maybe I'm just because I put the Christmas lights up. I don't know what it is, but I feel good this morning.
Well, good. Glad somebody
freezing does. Rain out there. It's cold as balls, but I feel good.
Wheeler's always in a great mood when it's like golf season. You can go golfing, and for Philly, it's Christmas. Your thing is Christmas. I know you're always going to be in a good mood around Christmas.
What's yours, by the way? What's
I'm
yours?
A woman. I don't have one of those. I'm always mad.
When you're having a skinny day, when you buy an ice pair of shoes.
A good hair day, I guess. New shoes always make me feel wonderful.
Well, what did you get through over the weekend? What made you happy over the weekend? I'm curious.
I did set up my Christmas tree yesterday.
All right.
You like decorating and stuff.
I do. I like decorating, and I like sparkly things and lights and stuff. Ooh, those are fun.
Sparkly things.
Yeah. On Friday, I went to a passion party.
Oh, that's the sex toys.
Toy parties.
Did they sell, do they have the little vaginas there? Because I told you I'm looking for one.
There's different names. Like, they have different women's names. I remember there was one called Gigi. And it's basically like a handheld vagina. That's what it is.
What do they charge for those?
There's a couple different versions of that. I didn't look at the
prices. I've got a friend who's looking for one.
I'm not sure, Phil.
Okay.
I'll have to look into it. But that's what I did on Friday.
Wow.
Yeah, Saturday I just had some people over for games night and they brought their dogs and that's about it.
Games night?
What's going on with the games? I need some games for the holidays. Is there any good games you're playing?
We play dice mostly.
Dice?
Yep.
Like they used to in the hood?
Yeah, I was
like
just going to say, what are you, from Boys in the Hood? Playing dice?
There's like six dice. We just call it the dice game.
Was there a drive-by shooting while you were playing?
Yeah, playing some gangster rap, rolling the dice.
Hardcore, I had no idea about Rena. Three people dead over the weekend at Winter Park. Rena's been linked to all three murders for playing dice. We'll find out more about that and what's trending in five. All right, so Phil, you're going to be excited. Well, I'm sure you already know, but this girl right here, I'm sure you know the song.
Oh, I know her.
Katy Perry going to be rocking the Super Bowl.
That's right. This kind of broke a few weeks ago, but now it's been confirmed by the NFL.
Yeah, confirmed. They were all over yesterday during the broadcast. Katy Perry, Katy Perry, Katy Perry, Katy Perry. And who knows if she'll have Snoop Dogg with her. I hope so.
They typically have some kind of guest perform. Although the Super Bowl now, the NFL's been pretty strict about who gets on stage, right, after a couple of situations.
Right.
Nipplegate.
We can blame everything on Janet Jackson.
That's right.
Is what we can do. But yes, Katy Perry will be headlining this year's Super Bowl, and hopefully she wears one of these wonderful outfits that accentuate some of her finer features.
She absolutely will be.
She will.
That's how Katy rolls. Mm-hmm. God bless her.
What do you got, Phil?
Soviet hockey legend Viktor Tikhonov passes away. This is the, of course, head coach for the Miracle when the Russians lost the Miracle on Ice. He was the coach of the Russians, the Red Army, for years and years. And he was 84 years old. Not in the Hockey Hall of Fame yet. And some people think he should be.
Wow.
He won, eight straight world championship gold medals, 13 consecutive Soviet titles as head coach. And I also think he's associated with those grumpy, mean Russian coaches. They all seem to be that way.
I don't think he'll ever make it into the hall, not at the one in Toronto, just because it was kind of behind the Iron Curtain at that time.
And they didn't treat their players very good.
No. Well, there's a documentary coming out right away about some of the treatment of the players.
I'm very interested to see that.
Yeah, me too.
The AMA Music Awards, the American Music Awards, were last night.
Mm-hmm.
The big winners were Katy Perry and that boy band One Direction.
Mm-hmm.
The review, I didn't watch it. The reviews were very boring. It is still trending on Twitter. And the biggest highlight or the most thing that's getting the most talked about that I've noticed, two things. Fergie had a really, really minor wardrobe malfunction. She took off her robe to, like, throw it off all sexy, but it got stuck on her butt. Kind of, like, tucked into her panty line, sort of. So it hung behind her butt for, like, 2 seconds, and then she pulled it off. That was about it. And then Selena Gomez, that little Disney pop star that used to date Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
She sang this beautiful song called, like, Broken Wings or Angel Falling or something like that. And the camera pans to Taylor Swift in the crowd.
And she's
crying.
It's
so beautiful.
Come on.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Did she have the screaming goat next to her?
No, but it's just, she looks so funny because Selena's up there and she's crying because it's her song, and I get that, I guess, but Taylor Swift, it pans to her in the crowd, of course, stealing the spotlight, wailing in the crowd. So
hey, Wheels, your screaming goat that we love so much, did a YouTube video with Taylor Swift, the screaming goat.
Yeah.
It's part of a commercial now.
I saw that. Sprint
Mobile in the States.
Yeah. I saw that.
This is our competitors when they find out how much we're selling phones for.
Yeah. Ah! Oh, that was great. 92 City FM, world-class rock. 7:03, Monday, Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena. Good morning.
Sunshine for today. The high is minus 10. It's a little cold this morning, very icy. Minus 28 with that wind chill.
We discussed it on the show briefly on Friday, and then there's a bone phone call about it this morning. We'll hear that at 8:05, as always, with our bone phone calls. But I think it's worthwhile to put it up at the 92 City FM Facebook page as well, which is what I'm doing right now. If you could have one superpower, what would it be? And I think we seem to be 2 out of 3. I'm not sure what you went with, Wheeler, but I know Rena and I went with flying.
Yes, well, Rena wanted to morph.
Morph?
Yeah, she wanted to be like a
shower head.
Like a chameleon.
Yeah, the chameleon.
Yes, I want those shower head superpowers. You know, the ones to bring women to orgasm at the...
It's the shower head. Look out for the shower head!
And that's be one of those movable ones, though.
That thing's evil!
Oh, man. Let's give away some tea party tickets, shall we?
Yes.
780. We thought we had a concert announcement this morning. Apparently, we don't. For those wondering, that wasn't necessarily that I lied. For those that are expecting Foo Fighters announcement, they haven't announced the second leg of their dates yet. That's happening later on today. Mm. So as soon as we find out, we'll let you know. But it's just a matter of, you know, literally going on foofighters.com and then following.
Checking it out.
Really.
Yeah.
All it comes down.
And these tea party tickets, not only do you win the tickets, you also are qualified for the VIP package, which includes sound check, meet and greet, photo op, exclusive autograph photo, a tea party t-shirt, a VIP tour laminate, and the new album.
That's very cool.
That's like a Safeway bag full of crap right there.
Hang on a sec here. You get the new album in there? I thought this was a prize. Listen, I downloaded the record. I had my suspicions when I downloaded it for $4.99.
Yeah.
I went the whole album for $4.99? There's got to be something wrong. And there was. It was the album.
It was terrible.
Well, I mean, there's a couple of good tracks, but I mean, there's this one song in there called Brazil.
Yeah, you played it's, that
oh
for
my
us off air.
God, it's terrible.
I think they wanted to get that one hit, which the one song is that we've been playing.
Black Sea.
And then tour.
Yeah. That's what most bands do.
And they're great live.
You need an album to get yourself on tour. 780 City, CITI 2484. How about Caller 9?
We'll make it simple.
Yeah, call Caller 9. We'll make it simple.
Hey, City, you're 1, you're 2, you're 3, you're 4, you're 5. A lot of counting early in the morning. We're sitting at 5. Yeah, you're 6, 7, 8.
Next caller gets them. Next caller gets them.
This is exciting. Hey! Thank God.
Hello.
Hey.
What's your name?
Sean.
Sean, you got tickets to go see Tea Party.
Sweet.
Yeah, good for you. Hang on the line 1 second. We'll grab some details from you. And did you mention that they're, like, is he in for that one that they're doing, we're doing here at the station, too? Did you mention
That's just a rumor at this point. We're working on it.
Okay.
As far as I know,
we do have something to announce. Possibly, we're possibly going to get the Tea Party in studio.
I think, you know what, if we ask them, they'll do it. It's just a matter of when in the day they'll be here, whether it's with us or with Shadow.
Oh, okay. I believe it is confirmed they'll be here at 12:30 on December 2nd.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Hang on the line. We'll grab some details from you. I will have more Tea Party tickets tomorrow.
News is for HeadingleySport.com's Early Bird Black Friday sales event on now until Saturday. Save up to 65% off select Polaris and FXR sportswear, 5160 Portage Avenue. Be prepared for a slow, slippery drive to work this morning. Mother Nature gave us some freezing rain, snow, and cold temperatures, which have made some dangerous driving conditions. The city does have 30 standing trucks out right now tackling the roads. Winnipeg police are warning drivers and even pedestrians to be careful after several calls of people wiping out and getting seriously injured just from walking. The freezing rain knocked out power for 3,700 Hydro customers last night west of Cavalier Drive through Crestview and then into Headingley. A 34-year-old Oak Bank man is dead after a forklift fell on him at work on Friday. Oak Bank RCMP say it happened in a commercial building on Oxford Street. The man was rushed to hospital where he was pronounced dead. Manitoba Workplace Safety and Health is now investigating. And everyone's favorite honey bear has come under fire in Poland for not wearing pants. Winnie the Pooh, who is named after our city, has also been banned from the country for not having a clear gender identity. Officials say the problem with the bear is that it doesn't have a complete wardrobe. He's half naked, which is inappropriate for children. Well, Winnipeg Mayor Brian Bowman came to Winnie's defense saying, hey, Donald Duck and Chip and Dale don't wear pants either.
Neither does Scooby-Doo.
Go Bowman.
What country is this again?
Neither does Scooby-Doo.
What country is this again?
Poland.
Poland.
Okay,
yes.
We need to call them.
That's your country, Rita.
That's
your people.
Yeah.
We need to call them.
It doesn't matter.
We're gonna need you to interpret once we get them on the phone. Okay, we'll need you to interpret.
Please.
Okay. Okay. My mom needs to speak a little bit of Polish.
Does your mom speak?
No, I don't think any. Not no.
She makes great Polish cuisine, but I don't know. But I've never heard her speak it before.
Yeah, no, I think she can understand it, but can't really speak it as good. Yeah. I don't know.
Sports now. Local boy Ryan Reeves had the winning goal in front of friends and family as the St. Louis Blues beat the Winnipeg Jets 4-2. Jim Slater and Brian Little also scored for the Jets, who start a three-game road trip tomorrow night in Columbus. Other action, Yannick Hansen had the hat trick as Vancouver beat the Chicago Blackhawks 4-1. The Rangers blasted Montreal 5-0, and Anaheim got by Arizona 2-1. The Hamilton Tiger Cats will meet the Calgary Stampeders in next week's Grey Cup game in Vancouver. Hamilton is returning to the championship game for a second straight year after beating Montreal 40-24 in the East Final. And Bo Levi Mitchell threw four touchdown passes to lead Calgary over Edmonton 43-18 in the West Final. I'm thinking the Stamps are going to come out as about 7 to 9 point favorites.
Easily.
Mm-hmm.
Easily.
If they can beat Edmonton that badly, what's to say they can't beat Hamilton that badly?
But keep in mind, Hamilton handled Montreal pretty well. 40-26 was the final.
The Stamps have a Canadian running back, an awesome Canadian
John
running back,
John Cornish, yeah. Who in his spare time poses for Sears catalogs.
He does, eh?
I don't know.
No,
I don't. I have no idea.
NFL highlights. Tony Romo connected with Dez Bryant on two touchdowns to help the Cowboys beat the Giants 31-28. The Giants played the worst defense in the history of the world on that game-winning drive by the Cowboys. Let's play prevent. Everybody go stand on the goal line and hope for the best.
Wave your arms in the air and try and knock it down.
Stupid. Peyton Manning directed the Denver Broncos to 22 points in the fourth quarter en route to a 39-36 win over Miami. The New England Patriots are smoking. They're probably the consensus best team in the NFL right now. They won their seventh straight, 34-9 over Detroit. Seattle snapped Arizona's six-game winning streak with a 19-3 win over the Cards. Cleveland beat Atlanta 26-24. The Vikings kept it close, but ultimately the Packers were too much as they beat Minnesota 24-21. Other winners, Cincinnati, Indianapolis, Chicago, Philadelphia, San Diego, and San Francisco. And now it is time to talk a little Monday Night Football.
Stone Cold Lock of the Century. All week.
And Rita, because there's two games tonight.
Stone Cold Lock of the Century. All week.
Double duty.
You get double the predictions this morning.
Nice.
Double the predictions.
Oh, yeah.
First, the regular game, we got Baltimore visiting New Orleans. New Orleans, 4-point favorites. 4-point favorites in this one. Phil?
Ravens will cover.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You like the Ravens to possibly win?
I think they could win outright. No,
wow.
Saints have not impressed me at all this year, and the Ravens, the Ravens can play.
All right, so we've got Buffalo at home in Detroit, which is kind of strange. The reason why they're playing in Detroit is because of all the snow that Buffalo's gotten. The game was supposed to happen yesterday. They postponed it because they couldn't play at that
weather.
There's tons of snow. So they are playing in Detroit tonight. They'll be hosting the New York Jets. Buffalo is favored by 2. I think they're going to cover that, and the reason why is very emotional. They're going to do it for their fans back in Buffalo. And
Rex Ryan's dysfunctional crew there with the Jets. Can't trust them to do anything except lose on a consistent basis.
Exactly. Yeah, they've got the rotating quarterback position there, and they're just a bad football team is really what they are. So take Buffalo to cover 2 points, and Phil says take Baltimore. Take Baltimore. They're 4-point underdogs on the road in New Orleans.
You seem to disagree with that one a bit.
No, not at all.
No, you're good with
that. No, I'm cool with that.
Okay. Hi, City. Who's this?
It's Phil.
Phil.
Bill.
Bill.
No, I didn't
do it. Oh, okay. Thought I had that right. What do you think's going to happen tonight? You can pick one of the games and go with it.
I think they're both going to cover, but I'll take Baltimore.
Going to take Baltimore. Okay. All right. So cool. If that happens, you've already automatically got the gift certificate to Boston Pizza. If that comes through, then of course we'll contact you tomorrow and give you some extra swag from Boston Pizza.
The Scoop with Rena J. Brought to you by Enns Brothers. The fun starts here at your one-stop, on-the-spot adrenaline headquarters for all things power sports. Visit EnnsBrothers.com.
The box office, the results for the weekend. Mockingjay Part 1, that Hunger Games, the third one, I believe now, took in $123 million
which
during
is lower,
its first weekend
lower
in
than
the
they
theaters.
Were expecting.
The last movie made $158 million, the Catching Fire one. This one, $123 million. So a little bit less, but it was the biggest weekend or the biggest movie weekend of the year so far.
Okay.
So it wasn't that
getting
bad.
Cold?
Not
people
great.
Are going to movies?
Yeah, I guess. Dumb and Dumber slid all the way to number 4 this week. Last weekend it was number 1. Now in 4th, making $13.8 million in ticket sales. I'm actually surprised that fell so far down.
I think people realized that it wasn't very good.
I guess so. Another Bill Cosby update.
Oh, man.
It's just getting worse and worse for him. He's not answering any media questions. He's still refusing to speak. More of his shows are being canceled. He had some things in Vegas he was supposed to be doing all getting canceled. And now these women are all starting to rally together. There's a club owner who owned a bunch of comedy clubs in the 70s and 80s, and she says that she was drugged by Bill Cosby and then woke up in bed with a friend of his, that he was drugging girls for his buddies as well. So now all these girls are rallying together, trying to get a big group of them to come together to try and bring charges against him, because they're all calling for anybody who's ever had this happen to them to please step forward.
Right. Wow.
Okay. Vladimir Putin has made the scoop today because apparently he wanted everybody to know that he has got his 8th degree black belt in karate now, so he's dangerous. He released a bunch of pictures to the media on the weekend of him karate chopping people, and he says, I know President Barack Obama practiced taekwondo in Chicago from 2001 to 2004, but he only earned a blue belt.
Oh,
wow. So you know, he released pictures of him karate.
I never doubted that our world leader could beat your world leader.
Right? Did anybody ever doubt that Putin was tough?
No, he wrestles bears, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, there's all these shots of him hunting bear with no shirt on.
Right. Mm-hmm. Riding horseback through, you know, the cavernous mountains of Russia. And
well, you remember the old MMA's retired now, Fedor Emelianenko.
Sure.
He was a legend in Russia. Really,
of course. The guy was unbeatable.
Right. He used to be at all his fights, too, like in the front row, a bunch of them, whenever they were in Russia. So he's a huge fan of MMA.
No wonder he's topless all the time.
The American Music Awards were last night. If you watched them, sorry that you wasted your time. It was the review is really, really bad. Apparently, Katy Perry and the boy band One Direction pretty much won everything. There was maybe one wardrobe malfunction, but it wasn't even, there was no nudity, no nip slip or anything interesting.
Damn it.
One of my highlights, just from reading and seeing what the couple of videos that were posted, is that the Kardashian girls really need to learn how to read a teleprompter, because this is the third music awards show that they have just bombed trying to read a screen.
Oh, no.
And Taylor Swift, she her BFF Selena Gomez, who is the former Disney star who used to date Justin Bieber, sang a really sad song on stage, and Taylor was filmed in the crowd crying because it was so pretty.
No.
So you didn't miss much at the awards. And finally, Katy Perry, it's also confirmed that she is going to be headlining the halftime show at the Super Bowl in February.
Okay, good.
That's
for Katy.
Scoop.
Now, the Bone Phone. Brought to you by Advance Electronics.
With the PowerAll 12,000 milliamp battery.
Holds a charge for 3 months.
All season performance for snowmobiles, RVs, boats, and more.
We had a gentleman. By the way, call the Bone Phone anytime. 780-BONE, 780-2663. We welcome your comments. We had a guy, a winner, on Friday. I think he won Sam Roberts tickets. And he was extremely excited, and this guy got a kick out of it. All right, start that over. Here we go.
So this guy called in about the moist tickets. We're trying to figure out what 86% of women don't trust the guys doing. His excitement was so awesome. He was the winner. And he's like, and your name is Josh Ryan. He just it made me laugh real hard. I caught on that excitement, and I'm loving it.
Okay, yeah. Winners. Some winners
get contagious.
Yeah, it was. Okay, yeah. Now we get to... obviously, we have several people who love the show. Several people. But this is a very civilized-sounding woman. Almost sounds like a librarian or a teacher who loves the show.
I don't have a bone to pick. I just want to say that you guys rock. And I want to thank Wheeler for expanding my vocabulary. I've never heard the term stem and giggleberries. You guys make me laugh every morning on my drive to work. And I've been listening to Wheeler since he started in Winnipeg. And the three of you are awesome. Don't ever change. Love you guys.
Aw, We love you too.
Well, we're never changing. Wheeler and I are men. We're not changing.
Right. We're set in our ways.
Not even their pants.
Okay, texting. This phone call is interesting because people pull over to text and use their phones, and it seems to annoy this guy.
This is a message to all you dog that figure that you got to stop on the side of the road to answer a goddamn text or answer your goddamn phone. Put in your Bluetooth earbuds, put it on speakerphone, or the next time you go to pull over off the road, sure, you're all the way off the road.
So I guess he figures some people are kind of hanging in traffic when they pull over to use their phones.
I have seen people like right on Bishop Grannon that'll just pull tight to the shoulder and they'll answer their phone call. I'm like, maybe like pull somewhere and park and then call them back. You don't need to answer right then.
Yeah, maybe almost more dangerous.
But at least they're getting the idea, though.
Right now.
They're on the right track. It's the right idea. Yeah. Just a little off.
We'll get there.
Yeah. Small steps.
This gentleman with a complaint about his local gas station.
This message is for the bonehead on McPhillips with the co-op gas station who says you can only pull it in the direction of the arrows. If somebody was bringing money to my property to give it to me, I would take it no matter which way the freaking car faces. I'm sick of seeing these lineups all the way down back to Garden City.
Well, as we've learned over time, there are a lot of co-ops out there that listen to this radio station and this morning show.
It's true.
So I got to figure we'll get a response to that sometime this week.
780-BONE. Call it anytime.
That's right. Lights on the perimeter is a constant annoyance for most Manitobans.
Have you ever noticed that the perimeter, like the east perimeter, has one set of lights, the north perimeter has two set of lights, the west perimeter has one set of lights, and the south perimeter has now, with their new addition, six sets of lights? What the I got them!
I was on my way to the dump. Yeah, Wheeler, you'd like that.
You didn't call me?
Went to the...
Come on, man. I've always got stuff to drop off at the dump. You got to stop by my place first and pick me up. Then we'll go together.
My little truck was full. So I go to the dump on the weekend, and I hit a train at Dougald, train crossing, on the perimeter.
Of course.
And then I get past that one, and then right before St. Anne's, there's another train crossing.
Yep.
Bang! Two trains on the perimeter. What are the chances?
Good for you.
Mm-hmm. Luckily, it was the weekend, and I was kind of looking to kill time. Okay, superpowers. What superpower would you have if you got to choose one?
You know, you guys are saying that you would like to be able to fly if you had a superpower. Did you take into account flying in minus 45? It'd probably be like something like minus 60 if you're, you know, let's say 100 feet up in the air where there's, you know, nothing to stop the wind. It's just a thought. You might want to throw in some superheated blood if you're going to want to fly around Winnipeg.
No, I assume that goes together. If you say if your superpower is that you can fly, you know, you're going to be able to keep warm.
No,
it's
going to
all come together.
Listen,
no, you don't just get one and then die, freeze to death in the
air. You get one. Superpower.
Well, yeah, but that kind of, it just comes with the superpower.
I don't think
it's part
and
parcel.
Buy one, get one free.
Even Tony Stark had to figure out freezing issues when he created his first Iron Man suit. Mach 1, it was, he went too high, it would freeze. And his whole, everything would shut down.
Iron Man, that's not really a suit. That's not superpowers.
Sure it is.
He built a robot that's like he built something that's
to have
not
the superpower to be able to build one of those. It's
but that's the
it's
same
awesome
thing as an airplane. Like superpowers, I think Superman, like you are a mutant or you have some kind of special powers.
Or you're an alien.
Building a suit and wearing a mechanical suit that can fly you, that's not having a superpower. It's having a flying suit.
So would the Hulk, because he did experiments to get himself like that, would the Hulk have superpowers?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, definitely.
Then maybe I'll go Hulk, his superpowers, because he got that green skin, kind of looks like leather.
If I had to pick a superpower...
Think of all the shorts you would have to go through, though, because every time you pants rip.
No, but Rena, according to you, that comes part and parcel with the superpower, right? Stretchable shorts, that just comes with the superpower.
Right, okay then. Good.
8:10. All right, so if you got anything planned for this Friday, cancel and make sure you come out to the Movember party. It is the Moshul The year end, the month end. This is the big, what they've been working towards. The guys from November and the crew there, they've been working hard to get everything ready. New Meanies, the new Meanies.
Formerly the Blue Meanies way back.
Yeah, they're playing Friday night. This is going to be awesome. I love this band when they were around, and then they went away, and I'm like, oh, I'm never going to get to see them live. Now you can see them live.
That's a cool band to have for the Moshul. I'm pretty excited to see them.
Yeah, very cool. And it's all going down. Down at the old Alive in the District, that's the spot where it's going to be. It's under a new name now, but people know it as that, the old Alive in the District. So that's we got passes to give away right now.
Yes.
780 City, CITI 2484. You got to name this famous mustache. Who is this guy? Can you hear that?
Nope. I can't, no.
Oh, there we go.
In the Commonwealth of Virginia in the year 2005. I think this may be the first drunk driving story we've done from Virginia. And the only reason it's news on the factor is because the driver was an illegal alien. What if his name was Bubba?
Who is that? 780 City, CITI 2484. Who is that famous mustache? Get it right, and you're going to the Moshul on Friday night.
780 City, 780 2484. Good morning. Who was that famous mustache speaking?
Geraldo Rivera.
That is correct.
Got it. Actually, super funny. Off the air, we were watching that crazy fight from 1988 on the Geraldo show.
Where he broke
when he
had
the skinheads and the black guys and this Jewish guy. And then, it started escalating. You know, the black guy and the skinhead started going at it. Then all of a sudden, this chair comes out of nowhere. And smashes Geraldo in the face.
I love how the black guy is choking out the racist guy. He's holding him by his throat. It's awesome.
We're going to throw that up online, too, at 92cityfm.ca. And Geraldo's mustache, by the way, unscathed throughout the entire thing.
Oh, you can't hurt that.
Blood gushing out of his nose, but his mustache is perfect.
What happened is someone actually threw the chair at his mustache, banked off the mustache, hit his nose, and that's how he broke it. Yes. Go check it out online, 92cityfm.ca. City FM, World Class Rock, 8:34, Monday morning. Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena, good morning.
Minus 10 is the high for today with sunshine. We're at minus 17.
In 1 hour, Philly versus a Hooters girl. And also, 92 City FM Facebook page. Wheeler, you pointed me in this direction. Jimmy Fallon, a great bit. He's trying to get it on this as one of the Super Bowl commercials.
Yeah, I was going to save this for stories we missed, but essentially what it is, Jimmy Fallon, apparently there's some available spots for the Super Bowl, like because they're super expensive, like $2 million for 30 seconds, right? So they're having a hard time selling a few of the ads. So Jimmy Fallon has started a Kickstarter page, which is, if anyone doesn't know Kickstarter, it's for basically people with inventions or small ideas. What's the one on CBC? Not the Shark Tank, but the
Dragon's Den.
Dragon's Den, kind of like that, where you basically say, "Hey, please help me fund this so I can get it off the ground." So he started a Kickstarter page, getting people to pay for it. Mm-hmm. But it's this this parody commercial called the Jog Strap,
somewhere to put your water while you're jogging. It's hilarious. Check it out. It's at the Facebook page and at 92cityfm.ca.
All right, Rena, you explain the story while I make the phone call here, because this is in your
yep. Everyone's home favorite country. Honey bear has come under fire in Poland for not wearing pants. Winnie the Pooh, who was named after our city because Winnie originally came from Winnipeg. He was bought from here and then brought overseas. But officials say that the problem with the bear is that he doesn't have a complete wardrobe. He's half naked, which is inappropriate for children. He does not have a clear gender identity, so they think it's inappropriate.
Canadian Embassy.
Hi.
Canada.
Hello.
Recording. First
one.
English style two.
Oh, dear. English
you have reached the Canadian Embassy in Warsaw, Poland. If you know the extension of the person you wish to speak with, please press 1. To dial using the person's name, please press 2. For information concerning visa or immigration issues, please press 3. To learn more about Canada's preparations for a flu pandemic, please press 8. If you wish to speak with someone immediately, please press 0.
Please wait while I transfer your call.
Of course, there are operators in English. I checked the time. It's like they're 7 hours ahead of us, so it's like 3:35 there this afternoon.
Welcome to the message center.
Come on.
Please enter a mailbox number. You are being transferred to the attendant.
There we go.
Oh, an attendant.
Oh, boy.
Nice Polish music. Is that Polish music,
yeah,
Rena?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Traditional.
Who's the big pop star in Poland?
I can't even make up a Polish name. I don't even know. A very bad Polack.
Do you know any Polish words?
Horse is coin.
Coin?
That's all I know, yeah. I remember that.
I'm sorry. The attendant did not answer. Transfer failed. Please leave your name and a message. You cannot leave a message for this mailbox. What? Please try again.
What?
You are being transferred to the attendant.
Okay.
Back to this great music. Remember the wrestler, Ivan the Polish Power Putski? Back in the 80s?
Vaguely. Yeah. Most of these guys that, I don't think he's actually from Poland.
No. He's probably from Virginia.
Please enter a mailbox number or wait.
Like, what if we had a serious problem in Poland? Yeah. We have to speak to the Canadian embassy.
We do have a serious problem in Poland.
You're our damn embassy. Mm-hmm. What if I had relatives trapped over there right now?
You are being transferred to the attendant.
Hmm. Well, at least the music's good.
And the technology's not quite up to date in Poland. They've got one guy trying to answer all the phones there.
I was just going
to
say, it's nice to know federal workers don't work in Warsaw. Yeah. Well, it's 3:30. They're probably left early.
Wait.
I don't think anyone's going to answer over there.
Damn it.
I wonder if they've gotten any other phone calls about this.
It's Winnie the Pooh being outlawed in Poland. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Now, do you think this is sometimes, you know...
being transferred to the attendant.
Countries will do things to try and grab attention. And obviously now we're talking about Poland. We're talking about Warsaw, which I understand is a very beautiful part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think they're doing this for publicity? Or do you think it actually bothers
Poland
them?
Poland sits around and talks about how to get more publicity in the world stage. Yeah. I don't see it. I'll tell you what, we can lash back, though. We can ban Polish sausage.
It was probably something minor that just blew up huge. And
it's got to be Polish things we can outlaw in Canada.
I don't know. Their sausage is pretty good. It is good,
especially around the holidays. It's delicious.
What else? You are being transferred to the attendant.
No. What else is good that comes out of Poland, Ria?
Naleśnica.
What's that?
It's like crepe-style pancakes, but they're filled with like cottage cheese and potatoes.
Yeah, there you go. Next time I go to Denny's, I'm not ordering Naleśnica.
You know what? I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. We can ban that. Mm-hmm. You cool with that? Can we ban that?
No. Well, I'm going to eat it at Christmas, and I'll be bringing some back with me.
Come on. Solidarity.
I'll make me several casserole dishes so I can last out the year.
Where's your patriotism?
Yeah. We need some solidarity on this.
Sorry. Go Poland. I love pro.
You are being transferred to the attendant.
Where is this attendant?
At least the music's good. All right, we're going to stay on hold for a little while. If anything happens, we'll come back. 8:39 NHL report coming up here in 5.
The 92 City FM NHL report brought to you by MurrayChevrolet.ca.
All right, first of all, I wanted to mention this happened over the weekend. Milan Lucic of the Boston Bruins got one punched.
Boom.
One punched. Out.
And then threw a little fit. Didn't like it.
So basically what happened is him and... what was the guy's name again? The guy that's hard
to... Oh, he's got a really tough name, Dalton Prout. If you go to YouTube, he's been fighting.
Yeah, so they have a little chitty chat back and forth, and then Prout... what's his name?
Dalton Prout.
Prout.
Tough name.
Drops his mitts, right? He drops his mitts, okay. And then so Lucic grabs on with his... He still got his... Lucic still has his gloves on, but he locks in like he's about to fight the guy. So... what's his name again?
Dalton Prout.
Just lays like a big giant mitt on his face and puts Lucic down, and Lucic starts, I don't have my gloves off. Well, sorry, buddy. Hey, you're a fighter. You're Milan Lucic. Once you grab me, I'm hitting you.
Yeah. If you're Dalton Prout and you're fighting a guy who has the acumen of Milan Lucic, one of the toughest guys in the league arena. Like, you don't play games. You lock up with that guy. You better throw or you're going down.
Mm-hmm.
So Lucic has got to expect that that's a fight once you lock up with a guy.
And speaking of fighting, Evander Kane, who was chased down by two members of the St. Louis Blues yesterday, Jackman and Reeves.
Ryan Reeves.
You should have taken your chances with Jackman because he ended up looking a little silly yesterday, in my opinion.
I think he should have fought Jackman at that point.
You make a high hit on Jackman. There was no color line. It was borderline. And the guy wants you to answer the bell. Answer the bell.
That would have been a good fight. Him and Jackman.
You're at home. He made you look foolish in your own barn.
And then Reeves gave him a little business later on.
You know what happened? Kane completely shut down.
Yeah.
Like that ruined. Like he was done. He might as well have sat him on the bench for the rest of the game.
He wasn't throwing another hit after that. And I was going to say, that's what I like about the Blues. You can tell they're a tightly knit team. Not only did Jackman try to get at Kane, a whole almost period later, Reeves was giving Kane the business. Like, hey, Don't you dare ejaculate
that's
like
veteran,
that.
Veteran, man. Yeah, that's our guy.
But the Jets played the Blues tough. I thought that was a good hockey game yesterday.
Yeah, Blues are a good hockey team. Man, are they a good hockey team. The Jets are still above 500.
Yeah.
Barely
clinging
on.
In the mix.
And now, stories we missed on 92 City FM. World-class rock.
All right, Rena, you go ahead and start.
Human waste in the UK is now going the extra mile. A bus fueled exclusively with your poop has hit the road in southwestern England.
Be awesome. You run out of gas on the highway now? Just okay, go take
so this
a dump.
This is kind of how it works. One tank of gas for the bus requires the equivalent of the annual waste of about 5 people. So a year's worth of poo for 5. Yeah, that's
where do you save it? In the pantry or something?
That's a lot, yeah.
Jars?
The new bio bus took 40 passengers 300 kilometers down the road in its first drive. And there is a sewage treatment facility that is on board with the bus. Okay. So they are the ones delivering the poo to fill the bus.
So you don't have to, like, save it at
so
home.
So you can take the poo bus.
Okay. Good, good. Sports story for me. Surprise, surprise. The Boston Red Sox don't like losing. They had a crappy season last year. And if you're a Toronto Blue Jays fan, you're looking at this news going, oh, did we miss our chance to win last year?
Yep.
Because the Red Sox, according to reports, are signing both Hanley Ramirez and Pablo Sandoval to 5-year
panda.
Deals.
The panda.
The panda. Of course, a big star in the World Series. Would have been the MVP if not for some guy named Madison Bumgarner. Uh-huh. So those are two huge signings for the Red Sox that instantly...
Did you see what Panda may have signed for? 5 years, $100 million?
I got the 5-year part, but I hadn't heard... Oh, yeah, here it is, $100
million. $100 million.
And Hanley Ramirez is a stud as well. That's a huge moves by the Red Sox.
All right, I got a local story here. Looks like it's going to be April. They're going to cut the ribbon for the new Seven Oaks Arena, and they're saying it's going to be state-of-the-art. People have gone in there and had a look and said the floor is being poured, the bleachers are in now, you just need the boards and the ice, but apparently it is... dressed up to the nuts.
And now, is this going to be one of those multiplexes with several different ice surfaces?
Here's a quote from the article. It's going to be a first-class facility, and it makes life a little bit easier for me because I'm walking into a facility that is being managed very well. It doesn't say. I think it's just the one. The $18 million project has a cost-sharing agreement between the Garden City, Curling Club City, Winnipeg, and Province of Manitoba. Here includes a double-sized NHL indoor ice service arena complex. There you go.
Because out in Transcona, they're completely redoing East End, where I played a lot of minor hockey growing up. And then down the street, right by Rolla Michener Arena, they're doing a whole splash pad thing.
Cool.
So Transcona looking good.
There you go. That's stories we missed. 920, Philly versus a Hooters girl, coming up. Good morning. 92 City FM, world-class rock. I love it when Natalie comes down here from Hooters, because Philly and I try to, you know, invoke all of our fatherly wisdom on her.
Yeah.
And she just sits there and smiles and goes, yeah, okay, you idiots.
So remember.
When the hell can I get out of here?
Don't date older guys who drive IROCs.
Okay.
That's good. Really it. That's what you have to remember. Time to play Philly versus a Hooters girl. Gift certificate up for grabs to spend at Hooters. One of my favorite spots in the entire world. Going to play Philly versus a Hooters girl. I will ask Natalie the questions, and Verena will ask Philly questions. But first, we're going to grab a caller here. What's your name?
My name is Jesse.
Jesse, who's going to win, Philly or Hooters girl?
Let's go with the Hooters girl today.
Good call.
All right, Natalie. Okay, Natalie, we'll start with this one. The theme today is mustaches, okay? Because this is the last week of Movember. Movember, and the big Mo-shul is happening Friday night. Okay. So, can you name 3 different styles of mustaches?
The handlebar, the Fu Manchu, and the goatee.
Good job!
The goatee, a mustache? Well, yeah, because
there's a mustache in it.
If it connects in, if it's all the way around, the mustache can still be in with the goatee. So, I will accept that. I will accept that. 1-0. So,
can I use my buzzer?
No,
you're not allowed to use it.
Okay,
Phil, your turn. These are famous cartoon mustaches.
Okay.
These two blue-collar working brothers investigate the sewers of New York.
These two... Mario Brothers.
Boom.
Good job, Phil.
Okay.
Well done.
Okay, Natalie...
Oh, I thought there was more of them. Sorry, guys. I thought there was
back and forth.
Yeah. Okay. Like we always do.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Natalie.
No, Phil, stop it.
Someone take that button.
Adolf Hitler wore the style of mustache called a toothbrush mustache. Very, very thin. You know the one we're talking about? Okay. It's almost extinct now because he kind of basically ruined it. But can you name one other famous person that has worn that mustache?
Charlie Chaplin?
Yes!
Wow. Yeah, well done.
Girl, I don't know. You are on fire.
Michael Jordan also worked. Yeah, he tried to bring it back. Good for him for trying, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, he's MJ. He tries to do whatever he wants.
Yeah. I know.
Philly, this famous captain was created in 1963, and he wants you to eat a very unhealthy breakfast.
Captain Crunch.
Boom.
Yeah.
Correct.
Very nice.
Good cereal.
Did he have a bird? Did he have a... oh, no, that was Fruit Loops, the bird. But Captain Crunch had the bird.
Did he have a toucan? No.
Okay, probably the most famous mustache of all time on television. Not movies, on television, belonged to a private investigator. Can you tell me who that private investigator was from the 80s?
Faster Time, maybe.
No! What's that guy's name?
He drove a really nice, like a Lamborghini or a Ferrari.
Oh, he had a whole bunch of
sweet cars. They used to wear Hawaiian shirts. But they were in style. And it was based out of Hawaii, I think.
That's right, I think so.
I don't know.
We're looking for Magnum P.I. Magnum.
I wouldn't have got that.
He was the sex symbol of that generation.
Sure, Tom Selleck.
Yeah, so if I get this, I win, right?
Yep. Yep. Famous cartoon stashes. This cartoon is most known for being a happy-go-lucky, Jesus-loving next-door neighbor. Who is it?
Ned Flanders.
Oh, yeah. That is correct. Philly wins today.
Oh, well done.
I don't win very often, so I'm going to celebrate that.
All right, Natalie, thanks for coming in, as always. We appreciate it. And Jesse, you're done. You do not win.
Bye.
So
we
move on to what's your name?
Hey, Gary.
All right, Gary, you got yourself a gift certificate. Good for you. Hang on the line. We'll grab some details. Natalie, thank you very much. We'll see you next Monday.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily
or listen live
weekdays 6 to 10
on 92 City FM.